Proverbs 10:18 says, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." The late Christopher Columbus is a victim of constant slander. When I was a kid in the late 70s and early to mid 80s and attending public school, I heard a mixed message about Christopher Columbus. I heard that Columbus didn't really discover America because there were people already here, and that made sense. Some claim that Columbus didn't actually discover America at all, since none of those areas are technically America or the United States of America today. But that's silly. Columbus discovered something that Europeans had not known before. That's why it is called a discovery. Columbus discovered a new world with millions of unknown people. His was a discovery for millions of Europeans who had no idea that these two continents and their people even existed. And when Columbus landed in the Bahamas and Cuba and continued making trips and landing in various other locations, it also served as a discovery to the people already living in North and South America. When Columbus arrived, these American Indians discovered that there were Europeans in a place we call the Old World, filled with continents and millions of people. Columbus did that, and he deserves the credit. I'm sorry that he's a white man, but that's what happened. That's the reality, but that doesn't stop the white haters from slandering Columbus in other ways, and it's a shame. As our text says, "He that uttereth a slander is a fool." And that's true, even if the target is a man who's been dead for 500 years or so. In this everybody gets a trophy age, we're supposed to dislike Christopher Columbus because he wasn't nice to people all of the time. In a CBS News article I read about 10 years ago, one Florida school teacher said that he talked to his students about how Columbus was very, very mean, very bossy. Well, so was George Washington, Abe Lincoln, General Grant, General Patton, Woody Hayes, and for that matter, so was the Apostle Paul. Great men demand hard work and dedication. That's why they are great. But anyone who knows anything about history also knows that history is as much about who writes history as it is about what actually happened in history. What I mean by that is that teachers and historians filter information in order to give you the perception that they want you to have. Winston Churchill is credited with saying, "The victor writes the history." Well, there's no evidence he actually ever said that, but in a speech before the House of Commons on January 23, 1948, Churchill did say this, quote, "For my part, I consider that it will be found much better by all parties to leave the past to history, especially as I propose to write that history myself," end quote. Churchill was a funny guy, and his statement is the reality. So when you hear people slander Christopher Columbus, just ask yourself, is it Columbus's fault that other people committed atrocities after he discovered this land and people in the Americas? Is it Christopher Columbus's fault that the indigenous peoples were susceptible to smallpox and other diseases when they interacted with those Europeans? Did you know that researchers have confirmed that the scene of Europeans giving the natives smallpox infected blankets is a complete myth? One single time, when Fort Pitt in modern-day Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was being decimated by the Lenape Indians, a Captain William Trent documented in his journal that two blankets and a handkerchief were taken from the smallpox hospital and given to their attackers. He wrote in his journal, quote, "I hope it will have the desired effect," end quote. The result was a localized outbreak with less than 100 Indians dying of smallpox in the Ohio Valley. That's it. There is no other evidence of smallpox blankets being used to genocide the indigenous tribes of North or South America. But even if that were true, did Columbus do it? Is he guilty? No. This is being recorded in the year 2022. Christopher Columbus Day is on October 10th, 10-10-22. I won't spend my day making a big deal about Columbus one day, one way or the other, except to share the facts. Meanwhile, my favorite thing about 10-10 every year is that it marks the anniversary of my proposal to Jenny Smith in 2005. She said yes and became Jenny Miller. Made me a happy man. So happy 10-10, Jenny Miller. Will you marry me?